This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a new strategy in the battle against the coronavirus. The new president, Joe Biden, says the federal government's now taking full responsibility for the COVID response. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden says help is on the way as he signs a series of executive orders aimed at ramping up the nation's virus pandemic response. The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says virus mutations that have popped up may make the vaccines a little less effective, but they'll still protect you. He predicts the U.S. may be able to return to some sort of normal by the fall if the vaccination campaign goes well. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell doesn't want former President Trump's impeachment trial to start until February. The AP's Mike Gracia.
In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
We're told former President Trump is hiring his defense team, but members of his past legal teams indicate they do not plan to join that effort. California's Yosemite National Park will remain closed through the weekend after high winds knocked down two giant sequoias and caused millions of dollars in damage. The International Olympic Committee is pushing back against reports that the Tokyo Olympics will have to be canceled because of the pandemic. This is AP News. A popular comedian has the coronavirus. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest.
Dave Chappelle was to do the first of four nights of shows at Stubbs Waller Creek Amphitheater in Austin, Texas last night, but those shows have been canceled after Chappelle tested positive for COVID-19. A rep for the comedian says Chappelle tested positive before taking the stage. She says the comedian is now under quarantine, but has shown no symptoms. Chappelle has been doing socially distant shows in an Ohio cornfield since June, something he mentioned when he hosted Saturday Night Live on November 7th, the day Joe Biden was declared winner of the presidential election. Chappelle moved his comedy shows to Austin for the winter. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
United Airlines says its revenue will be down maybe 70% for the first few months of this year because of the pandemic. It says it doesn't know when travel will recover, but it says it will recover. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.